Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey Jesse, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Paul. Now, I do have a question. I mean, when they're looking at this Netflix situation and they've got this sort of financial issues going on, I can sort of pinpoint maybe two possible causes. Is it because of the pandemic and, the slowing down of the production of new IPs? Or is it this sort of oversaturation of the streaming industry with so many rivaling platforms?
Look, I think they're both very important issues. You raise an interesting point about the production of new programs and things like that. I think, in terms of the pandemic, I think the other big issue is during the pandemic, Netflix subscribers and other subscription video service subscribers, they had massive booms in the number of people watching their shows and the number of people joining their services. But I think since people have started to go back to their more normal lives, going out a bit more, I think that's definitely responsible for the drop in the subscriptions, or partly responsible. And that's one of the things that Netflix actually cited in their most recent report, is that the COVID slowdown, or the post-COVID slowdown, is a big issue for them. The competition, I think, as well, is a massive issue, not only in terms of new entrants making new programs, but also in new entrants taking away very, very popular licensed shows, such as Friends, for example, from Netflix and using them on their own services. That's been a huge issue for Netflix.
I've definitely noticed that myself, and I've definitely felt that frustration of wanting to go watch my shows and then, oh, it's actually available on another streaming service. And we see this sort of pumping out of streaming service after streaming service, and Netflix has sort of lost that platform of being the original streaming service. Is there a ceiling that we're going to be reaching with this idea of more streaming services, or is there a limit?
That's a great question. I think the issue of a ceiling is a really important one in the industry, and I'm not exactly sure there'll be a ceiling per se. What we are seeing on the flip side, though, is people are getting what I like to call subscription fatigue, especially in the digital media. And what they're doing instead is actually going back to, not everybody, of course, but there's definitely been an increase in piracy over the past couple of years. So people may not be reducing the number of services that they're watching, but they might be reducing the number of services that they're paying for. So I think that could actually be an issue. And we're seeing some data, and it's obviously really difficult to get data on piracy. Some data that piracy is going up. And the other thing that Netflix are very concerned about is the sharing of passwords, which is also another way to kind of, spread the cost of all of these services. So in the most recent report, Netflix said that there's an estimated 100 million households sharing passwords. So it's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I feel like the stats really do speak for themselves. And as you said, it's not all, but there is a large portion of illegal torrenting to view this content because of the hassle of signing up to multiple platforms. In terms of what this would mean for the industry in general and the future of streaming, what do you kind of see being the result in a couple of years' time or even months' time?
Yeah, it's fascinating because there was this big uproar about Netflix losing, I should say, 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter. And then they also announced they're estimated to lose 2 million in the second quarter of this year. So these are really big numbers. What I would say, though, is Netflix are still very well placed. They're still a massive company with a consumer base that other subscription services would be very happy to have. So I would say they're well placed. They're also investing a lot of money in different services. So games, for example, are a big part of Netflix's future. They are looking as well at kind of diversifying their service and introducing ads. So, it's not bright times for Netflix, but it's not the end. I still think they have a lot of goodwill, and people do enjoy watching their services. What I would be concerned about, and what we are starting to see, is smaller subscription services being crowded out of the market. As you mentioned before, there's hundreds of subscription services now offering very niche offerings to very broad offerings, and we're starting to see some services shut down. There was a very famous or popular example called Quibi during the pandemic, which had a lot of venture capital financing that didn't actually make it. I think it shut down before it was open for a year. there's a really high profile example a couple of weeks ago where CNN launched a subscription news service that lasted less than a month. So it's going to be, I think, increasingly difficult for smaller services, increasingly difficult for newer services. But the big players, Netflix, Disney, Amazon, HBO, I think they'll be okay, but definitely have to trim some of the excesses that they've been enjoying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good news to know that Netflix isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Dr. Paul Crosby, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jessie.